If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former federal prosecutor and president of West Coast Trial Lawyers, Nima Rahmani.
I think a lot of us were wondering if it was going to happen. Judge Clifton Newman, is he going to stay in the murder sphere of Alec Murdaugh? The answer to that, no. He's requesting to recuse himself now from any post-trial motions involving Alec Murdaugh's murder charges. However, he still is on the bench for the upcoming financial crimes trial. Joining me to discuss all of this, Nima Rahmani, former federal prosecutor and president of West Coast Trial Lawyers Association. Are you surprised at all that Judge Newman said this? Obviously, the optics, I think he probably did the right thing, but he's still there for financial crimes. Should he completely remove himself from the world of Alec? What's your thoughts?
I think he should. And frankly, this is someone that said he was going to retire by the end of the year. I think he should just step down right off into the sunset. You know, why sit and preside over Murdaugh's financial crimes trial? Frankly, I'd be surprised if there's a trial period. He's already admitted to all the conduct in the murder case. Even if the murder conviction is overturned, those statements are admissible. He's pled guilty to those same charges, essentially, in federal court. So, you know, query whether a trial is actually going to happen. But I mean, we've talked about this on the past couple of weeks over the show. And, you know, he may be a witness against his clerk, Hill. And, you know, he's obviously made public statements on Today and to his alma mater. It's just better just kind of remove yourself entirely from the case. Have someone new take over, conduct that evidentiary hearing, and let's move forward.
Yeah, I mean, as this does move forward, it's going to be interesting to see where all that goes. More motions out there this week from Dick Harpootalian and Jim Griffin saying, we think that this should probably have a change of venue as well. There's too much media coverage here in our own backyard. This is way too much of a circus. Unprecedented media coverage is the way they worded it. And I think it's probably fairly accurate. Should he get for the future proceedings outside the current area where it's at if we truly want to see a fair trial for Alec Murdaugh?
I think a change of venue motion is going to be unlikely. Look, back in the day, maybe, but in this day and age when every major news channel, I mean, I saw the Murdaugh trial on Fox News. I mean, everyone's covering it. You got to be sitting under a rock not to know who Alex Murdaugh is. I don't think moving into another part of South Carolina is going to move the needle at all. This case needs to go forward. New judge, new jury, the same facts, and he's going to be convicted again.
Becky Hill still denying, and probably will until there is going to be an evidentiary hearing, if there's going to be an evidentiary hearing. Can you walk us through, like, what is the process now just to get here? Since we've been talking about that for a while, hoping it takes place so they can figure out what's going on here with these allegations, what's the steps to get to this evidentiary hearing now?
Yeah, I think you got to hold the evidentiary hearing. You got to put Ms. Hill under oath. You got to have those jurors, right? The one juror that presided, the one juror that was kicked off, as well as, I believe, the eight jurors that said none of this happened. You got to examine all of them, and a judge needs to make a determination. Are these allegations accurate? Did she tell them, you know, don't be fooled by him? Did she have these ex parte side communications? Did any of this happen? And if so, that's misconduct, and that's jury tampering, and we need a new trial.
If just one, let's just play devil's advocate here for a second, because most of them, according to SLED, have said that there was no issues with Becky Hill, but there's still those couple that have not made any sort of statements. If you just have one that comes back and says, this is how I took it, everybody else is saying that, you know, they didn't feel that way, but one person interpreted her actions that way, is that enough to get Alec Murdaugh a new trial?
I think you need more than just an interpretation. I think you need to believe that juror, Becky Hill specifically said, hey, don't believe Alex Murdaugh. You know, if the judge says that, hey, you can't even take a smoke break until you come back with a verdict. You know, if the judge believes any of those very serious allegations, I think you got to order a new trial out of an abundance of caution. But if it's just an interpretation or a belief, I don't think that gets us there.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.